and all that, that's been a reality since the 50s, or maybe since the Nazis, right?
Correct. Correct. And before, and a little before.
What would be the first group that did an end run? The Bolsheviks?
No, the Ottomans.
Well, that goes back thousands and thousands of years.
There's no time.
Right, but so the Ottomans, who did they run around? Babylon?
Yep.
What is Ottoman's role in the, how is Ottoman discussed in the Bible? Does it have a name, particular, like you have Assyria?
Yeah, the Phoenicians, Syro-Phoenicians.
Oh, yes, the Ottomans. All right, because that's
Phoenicia.
Right, that's the end of the Mediterranean, the far western end, or the end near Israel.
Of course.
That's where Turkey is. Okay, so they, with new shipping, were able to go around whatever shipping Babylon had, which was more landbound.
Basically.
And they brought in the writing. What they say was the beginning of the phonetic alphabet. They used business accounting, the writing method. So they brought in the visual space with their writing methods of accounting, because they were mobile and trading a lot. Well, that's interesting. Syro-Phoenician. Well, very good. Okay, so there was that. What are people interested in? Ion sent me a YouTube explaining the huge tsunamis in history. Going back to 66 million years ago, there was one 3 miles high. Now, have they got the timing right? Or they just go way back there?
Yeah.
How would they know the timing since there's no time? What do they need?
Because they go by what was. They do what was and how it changed, and it was the last time it was that. When you dig down, it's where it was. You can tell.
So within their system, they can be accurate on the fake numerical dating. There is some kind of accuracy within the illusion of time. Right.
Yes.
So, did you send me that? Because you're saying, Bob, we could have this. You say Maui is in the heart of this, in the trifecta. You're giving me a warning. We could have this kind of huge wave come at Maui.
Yeah, you could.
Now, you wouldn't recommend that Bob sleep through it. You would recommend we notice the birds and go up the mountain, correct?
We'll let you know. You don't do anything, Bob. You start second-guessing your second-guessing. That'll end in tears.
And we all do that, or am I especially good at that?
You're very good.
And Carolyn is, too. We bottle it up. Okay. Okay, got to move it forward. Did we come to Maui to be on the side of one of the tallest mountains in the world, Haleakala, and in the utopian environment to emanate as part of the ground for having Ion show up? Was it important being in Maui?
Yeah.
Sorry. Can't play anymore. Next one. Is it safe to say that music as a specialism, which is now basically for free, you can't make money off it, because people have moved into a post-music, maybe a synesthetic, tactile form,
multi-sensory
form of entertainment?
Tonight they drove old Dixie down, Bob. We did that some time ago. We played you this music, and we told you, and then it happened, and then we didn't say nothing else about it, and now that's happened. But it happened then, and that's what's coming into the place of going, wait a second, what? What? What do you mean you don't pay for music? What do you mean you don't go to the movie anymore? What are you talking about? You have to go to the movies. How will MGM pay their bills? Oh, my God, wait. No, that high school girls are giving it away for free. What? You can't give away pussy for free. That's ridiculous. You'll stop all interstate commerce. You can't do that. Oh, but yet, see, there you, there's the rub.
Okay, so, that's been predicted by McLuhanites in a certain way, though McLuhan used to say that an old medium becomes obsolete, which means it gets widely used. The widely using of movies and the proliferation over the last 30 years and analog media, and music has come to its end. That's why we're in a totally new thing. And would Babylon be considered part of the technology of the analog phase, and that's why it's fallen?
Because we've moved. It's the interface.
Between the old and the new?
We don't know the difference. The old
is gone now. It lingered. And now it's gone.
We're just going to go with you on that because you don't know, and so we're just going to let you know what you know.
No, tell me better. What I missed.
No, you're not doing. You're doing great. We're not arguing. We're happy. We're saying, "Yay, go my team!"
Okay, so I can say I can be a greater musician than Zappa without being able to play the guitar or saxophone because music.
Why not? Zappa can't either.
Right, he can't be. What? He can't be.
He can't play the guitar and he can't make music. He never sang a song in his living life and he certainly never hit a tune or a tone, minus the auto tune, except for Fuck Me Hard and Watermelon Hay. That one was alright, but all the rest of them was just a terrible remnant of what used to be musical inclination.
Well, he will be considered the most important composer of our time, though.
Him and Little Orphan Annie, they'll be right on up there. Little Orphan Annie.
So I'm saying that our media, that what we do, fits the new demands for tactile synesthesia or whatever people are entertained by. It's not subject to the Billboard Variety Magazine categories anymore. It's a new kind of entertainment.
Correct.
That people are interacting with. And the establishments, the ratings, the Oscar Screen Guild, they're kind of at wit's end to kind of hijack entertainment now, right? They can't get the attention in the old media specialties.
Exactly, that's sort of the point.
Yeah, and so has the voice come back to be the main medium of entertainment?
Maybe. We're going to say it's up to you. You keep killing it, so we keep saying, and then you have the doppelganger, and then you bring it up, and then you bring it down, and then you have it. Then you get it set in stone, and this is it. Forever, ever, ever, you go in. That's our most new Trump legal of the day. And you undo that, so we start all over again.
Okay, so Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern don't do that. That's why they have more listeners?
That's correct. And see, that's what everybody's going to become. They aren't doing news anymore. They're giving their opinion of the opinion.
Yeah.
And that's what everything is.
They're giving pattern recognition. Now,
yeah, and that's not exactly accurate, but it's an okay way to say it. It's not
right.
And
we give the most accurate pattern recognition, the most interesting and accurate and profound pattern recognition, wouldn't you say?
We do.
Yeah. So, and that's a combination of Carolyn's knowledge, my knowledge, and Ion's encyclopedic knowledge. You can't.
Well, what makes Carolyn? What makes it good? What makes it work? And what makes it work is that she's easy to acquiesce. She gets it. She's never stuck. You don't get stuck in a meme and stay there for 40 fucking years. And she's not that harsh. She'll say, "Okay, that's nice. Yep, I like that. Yep, let's go in." And then. Keep going, then get rid of it. Then, okay, we're going with that, throw it out, let's go. And then you go to the next one.
And you would categorize me as someone who gets stuck in me.
You make the damn trap for yourself.
That's a good contrast between me and Carol. That creates dynamic attention.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have thought and said to people, Ion can do things so that we will get to the point where we will put on TV shows or spectacles where Maui will flip upside down. At least that's what people perceive in the entertainment vehicles. Is that something we can do? We can move towards huge, spectacular holograms or of ourselves? Do you see that coming?
Yeah,
we could do that. Now, years ago, 2009, 2010, you pointed out the clouds over the Maui Bay and showed that they were ETs, UFOs, unidentified flying objects. We've never gone back and looked at them, but they're always, if I look at the clouds in the evening, they're still looking at the whales and doing other things.
They are. They're the now. That's in the now. Lifetime. Well, what you call lifetime.
Right. So what is not now? What's that?
Day before yesterday. Day before yesterday.
Okay, so the day before yesterday would be me seeing myself from the future. That kind of UFO vehicle,
yeah,
where I'm
basically
on board.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. Now, the ones that are the now, are they from foreign worlds? The ones you call foreign worlds?
Some. Right. They, you know, it's varying, so it's never always the same of anything.
And some are from the Project Paperclip inventors, right?
Yeah. Well,
right.
And some of those are excuses. Hold on. Some of those aren't. Some of those are the excuses that they put it on the Project Paperclip to make it apply. So it's aha kind of thing, you see.
They're excuses for what?
Of how it's in this time frame. It's from other places, but it's not really that. It's just the excuse that you use for it.
The scientists, the Project Paperclip scientists who can do this stuff, picked it up from NASA,
yes.
Germany, came over, the Wernher von Braun descendants, they think they're doing it.
Yes.
And it's beyond
that's what they make the excuse of it, yes.
But they're not consciously making an excuse. They're not saying, oh, they're saying we did this, we did that. They don't know that they're being parasited.
Right, but it's okay because
right.
It keeps the monkey jumping.
Right. So are there, are these gathering
yes.
around Maui Bay because we're here and they're noticing the effects
yes.
of what we do?
That's why you came too. No, it's why you came too.
All participants are now unmuted.
Monkeys are jumping. sorry, couldn't play it. Couldn't play the next sentence. Pretty awesome, the next sentence, but, you know.
Well, that's good enough. Ian's
yeah.
basically saying
yeah,
that.
It is.
The conspiracy theorists are saying the Nazis are responsible for these, craft, and they're
vehicles.
Not. They are not.
Yeah. Yeah, the somebody is hiding behind them. Parasiting
right.
them.
Yeah. Using them as a cover.
A couple points I forgot to mention. Did you hear that when I was talking about how many Bobs were? There was half a Bob. You're talking to half a Bob.
Yeah.
But there used to be 12.
He said, there used to be 12, but I keep killing them off. Did you hear that? I make one. Like, no. Yeah, he says, Ophanel goes off. Oh, I have to get another one. So Ophanel keeps making these Bobs. That was an interesting use of, he just quickly said, well, Ophanel goes off and gets some more to make. Boy, what a sentence that is.
So, now is the Bob half empty or is the Bob half full?
You have to ask Guy on that one.
All right.
That requires thought.
Yeah.
And imagination and creativity. I'm not into that. I'm into listening to my autonomic system. I use my mind to monitor my autonomic system. No abstraction possible.
Does your autonomic system have a response? Thump, 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 thump.
Yeah, yeah. It's Mark. Mark's always counting, you know, Mark the drummer. Just counting.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Count. The pulsing.
And a one and a two.
Yeah. Now, did you notice the other one? That we're going to create spectacular entertainment scenarios like flipping Maui up and over like a
pancake.
Oh,
yeah.
That could
I was going to
cool.
ask about that. What did you mean about that? I mean, stranger things have literally.
You people be watching on your hologram, and all of a sudden you'll see Maui lift out of the ocean all 30,000 feet of the tallest mountain, and then fly about like one of those fireworks tonight, and go in right angles to the other angles, and then flip around, and then land back into its proper space, and Bob will be standing there grinning. Everybody will be impressed. And I'll impress myself.
We'll get to see what's on the underside of Hawaii.
Yeah. So I'm just reminding you of what you heard. And I like the way he said, I keep creating Bobs, blowing them up, making another one, blowing it up, and then Ophanel goes and gets another one. So I'm being created like a factory.
Yeah.
Well, is there a predetermined circumstance at which point we can listen to all the censored material?
one time a complete victory and complete success in this ending. I ain't around anymore. Yeah, we'll play all, release all the tapes. And I won't have to answer anybody's questions.
And that's a floating target, Michael.
Yeah.
Or a moving target.
Yeah,
you notice there wasn't a predetermined designation or marker given. Just
Of
when that material would come out. That you can't ask a 6-3 a separation question, I guess, Michael. That's the
no.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't ask.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to a couple more items. 5120.
The Syrophoenicians part was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's Syro, if you want to look it up.
I posted it.
Oh, okay. The alphabet, the whole thing about the alphabet comes out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to meet you guys, just so nothing interrupts.
All participants are now muted.
I don't know what this is about.
Right. I mean, do you realize doing the monetary conversation, it would never make sense to move to Maui, to Hawaii? It was an impossible thing to spend that much money just for normal living. It was just impossible to even consider such a thing. Remember that?
Which we didn't know. We didn't know it was a high standard, a high cost here. We didn't know anything.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Oh. When you came to visit, you did. You said, wow, this is a ton of money just for nothing.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I guess Carol recognized it. I didn't. But you're saying that practical reasons, it was absolutely suicide to come here in 2008.
Yep.
But we were not operating on that. I was over here parallel worlding on year two before, so we knew what we were doing.
Well, but you didn't either. You didn't either. You didn't even know you were leaving City Island, so you did.
That's right. So your point about bringing that up is what? How we...
Now you are also, you're also a victim of the same circumstantial committed position that everyone else is trying to understand, overlay, encapsulate your world within your world that is your world.
Right. In other words, what the project scientists, empirical scientists are doing is stumbling through, we do too. We do that.
Yes. Let's say that's what you do it as well. How about that? That way it's softer.
Yeah,
we don't mean it sharp.
Well,
we don't mean
we
it
do
sharp.
It well, we
also.
Do it good. We do it
no,
good,
as,
or we just do it
also.
As well. Yeah.
Also.
So I think Andrew Crystal said I was like Magoo, the cartoon character that was.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo. We said that with the blind and running to stuff, and then I'd always figure out. It'd always get perfect either way.
That's a pretty good description of me, right? And
yeah, it's terrible. No, not Carolyn. No, no, she doesn't do that.
She just stays on top of it and figures out what should be done and does it. Whereas I don't
most
know
of the
what
time,
should be
but
done.
She's not perfect. She makes mistakes, but they don't ever guide or mess her up. She just goes with it.
Do I make mistakes that mess me up?
You've never acknowledged one yet.
Right. Ophanel knew when he got people to fall, to take the trip to end up on the roof of the Grand Wilaya, Ophanel knew how it would come out. He had a confidence that it would be. I had to stop it there. Next part. So we talked to Ion and like to get hints of the surprises, but we're not going to get it all because that undermines the fun of it. So what are we accomplishing when these dialogues? Now I'll just say, add this. I understand that dialogue, like we're going to have in Payday, even though people might say, oh, we've heard Ion say that before, there's a new synergy, energy exchange every Payday that goes beyond people's expectations or boredom levels, correct?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Yeah, that's the creativity of humans. And that's why I show up, even though I might say, well, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't get that bad, but I don't mind taking a payday off every 6 months or something. But I think it's, and I talked to some INETs, and they start to crave payday. They know it's going to be the best part of the week, right? And that's because our non-physical is rubbing up against a speaking non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
That's the advantage.
They want to connect. They want the connection. Excellent, excellent, excellent. What's your one?
Okay.
All participants are now unmuted.
Any comments?
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say
about the connection.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said that's true about the connection and how as soon as payday is over, we can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
To reconnect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I mark my experiences. It's basically just, you know, stuff that goes on between paydays. It's payday and then the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's
I find it very boring. I find it very boring other than the music, but I show up anyways, and it's always...
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Jean, I missed everything.
Yes, I can't believe it's been like 8 hours, you guys. Yeah, I went horizontal. That's a good idea. but I even crave re-listening. Like, you know, you hear certain parts that are just so delicious that I gotta go re-listen to it again. Get it again.
I used to do that a lot. Don't do it anymore. I don't give a fuck anymore about what Ian says. I already figured it out. I know.
Your enjoyment is just keeping it from us now, Bob.
Yes. I just did it for gloating or vanity reasons. I am the last human, the corrupt union leader of the 99%.
And for Michael, there is no secret stuff. Bob just ends the session clips to give us the impression that there's...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, can't play that.
Oh.
I was just talking about the weather.
It's really not
we totally fall for it. And we get mad and upset. And why do you stop?
Throw the phone across the room.
Yeah. There's other parts, and then Eliza gets shot. You know, I don't play that shit. You know, I don't want you to know.
Oh, jeez.
then Eliza visits Maui, gets eaten by a shark. Oh, better not play that. Okay. And I have to stay awake and make sure I don't fuck up and go into that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you'll play it for us when Eliza's off the call, right?
I'm always on the call.
That's the unrecorded
part. No, we'll play it after she's dead. He won't play it until Eliza's gone.
Yeah. I'm always on the call.
Then we'll hear the details. Right.
She'll never hang up now.
She'll never touch me now.
The secret stuff gets said on what Tuesday afternoon after what youth. That's when the good stuff said. Mm-hmm. Veterans of that know what goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
Much has been revealed. I can't believe it. I'm not even going to get a chance to watch a fucking movie. We're going back on in 35 minutes. Jeez. What a drag. So I think I got to go prepare the Zap Extravaganza because I think I am going to be late today.
Okay.
So I got to get some Zappa ready, you know, constant Frank. An hour of Frank. Yeah. And you take it.
The first 2017 Zappa Extravaganza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay, 2017.
Yeah, happy great year.
Bob, you say you got 10 new albums? Is that 10 new
I got 10, not albums, 10 digital content from Lady Gaga.
Okay, 10.
That she found in the vault.
Wow.
You know, she's always trying to blackmail me. She's come on, Bob, let me on payday. Oh, we can't. No, no. You went off and fucking started touring 5 years ago. Made a big deal. Made $1 billion. You thought that was important. Now where are you? You're fucking stuck in Zappa's vault. And you send Bob treats hoping Bob will let you in. No. You don't even have as much money. You made a big mistake going off and doing your star trip. Thought that was important. She really feels bad about that. So she doesn't have access to the best entertainment in the world.
Oh, funny. Gaga aspires to be us.
That's what it is.
What'd you say? Gaga what?
Gaga aspires to be us on the...
Yeah, he aspires to be like Jean or Susanna. She's a very impressive Roxanna. She'd love to have that experience and go to the castles and get talked to Ion every night. She's, holy shit. I said, yeah, Roxanna basically didn't survive it. She was whacked out for 3 weeks, couldn't fucking focus, living in the high frequency of Dobbstown.
Wow. Yes, I did experience a little envy of Roxanna in that regard.
Yeah.
That was a great experience.
And you know, we've improved it. If you go back there, maybe you came in later, the pictures are better organized. And the dates and everything, we had to repair it.
Are they in a video or are they on your Facebook page?
No, Ian and Bob.
The
recordings and the pictures that go with them.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Roxy's going through all the video recordings.
Ooh.
I've been downloading more than I've been able to watch.
She's got all kinds of footage of me arguing with museum curators, telling the fucking tour guide like, oh, wow, they're fucking idiots. Bob being escorted out by security. I was escorted out of the castle stand board about 3 times.
Really?
I disguised.
Can they really be considered?
Every time, so I could get in. Every time they caught me. Hey, you're the guy we kicked out yesterday. Okay, so you got a hat on. You think we don't notice it's you?
They can't really be considered arguments if the other side doesn't have a chance to rebut.
Well, no, they're yelling. What do you mean? They do. Who's the other side?
The museum personnel.
Whoever you're on.
Yeah.
They're like, you see footage of Roxy getting jumped on, and they grab her camera, and they bust the camera, you know.
Yeah,
Roxy's
wow.
beat up several times.
You got the Dave Newfield experience.
Yeah, Roxy had the face of Dave Newfield.
Yeah.
But we got Ion to erase it so no one would see it. Just erase from Google. And delete it immediately.
It is controversial stuff you're spouting there.
Yeah, you kept that quiet for weeks, but
you're distracting them as you're touching everything.
Yes.
Getting your
DNA all over.
We're
pushing people down
here.
Portals. A few fake Leonardo da Vinci showed up. We pushed them down King Francis' portal. We could tell the real Leonardo. We had Ian. Ian's right beside me. He's going, "That's fake, Bob. Get that guy. Push him. Push him." So we push him over the edge. Then he said, "Okay, this one's okay. That's real. That guy's real. Oh, this is not real. Get him, Bob."
Yeah.
Or Carolyn. Carolyn would kick. They didn't expect Carolyn to punch him. She just looked like a little
Carolyn.
Dwarf, you know, a little midget.
Trojan horse.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of violence. Basically, it's World War IV, that whole trip. You know, they talk about the oligarchs fighting each other one-on-one. Well, that happened in Paris.
That's your prelude to the big one.
Yeah, we worked out the tensions. It was a rehearsal.
Yeah. You were doing the staging or whatever they do before the actual,
Yeah, working out the bumps and, so that
doing the actual work.
So that Trump, knew what to do, know how to handle the, did you hear that about Hillary? Totally owned by Turks and Caicos. Some enclave down there owns Hillary.
Wow.
You know,
those Turks and Caicos? Yeah. The Turks and Caicos owns her.
And Caicos.
And I said, "Is that the government or the residents?" And he says, "What's the difference?" So the residents are the government.
Could be. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, T-U-R-K-S. And Kaikos, C-A-I-C-O-S, I think. Turks and Kaikos. Kaikos. Yeah, we had the most absurd thing said. Who owns Hillary Clinton? Or Turks and Kaikos. The government or the people? What's the difference?
It's an archipelago.
All the Hollywood people.
40 low-lying coral islands in the Atlantic Ocean.
All the new Republicans who got in, they're listening to this, finding, holy shit, Hillary's on, but, you know, they're all making news right now. The new Republican majority of House of Representatives.
It's a pretty popular vacation spot.
I know, yeah. Matt Shepard goes there. He's the guy who made one of the Bob sites and an old member of Club 22 in Toronto.
The islands thing is an interesting phenomenon that's happening. I'm sort of diverting, but it seems like there are these islands that are just appearing all throughout the ocean. Maybe it's just that they've just now started adding them to the map. But
yeah.
So, yeah, the Kaikos Islands
said,
just... Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't play this, but Ian says that our mountain we're on is rising. We're not sinking in the sea, we're rising.
Wow.
So is it so big that it's gonna rise and touch
Getting
Alaska?
Ready for the show.
Yeah, it's getting ready. Oh, that's a good point. It's getting ready for it's rehearsing, flipping up and down, flipping around.
Yes, that's right. It's not good. It's not getting larger. It's actually coming up out of the water. It's the beginning.
Yeah. It's a scene right out of 2012. You know that disaster movie?
Yeah.
What happens in 2012?
Where that whole landmass just shoots up into the air.
Yeah. Okay, well, I got to go prepare. I need a break. So you guys can sit around and wait. Or take a break. I'll leave it on. We got 27 minutes. Okay. Let's hope I find
Bob
Zappa to play. All right.
Good to talk to you.
I'll talk to you in 25, after the Zappa.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you in a half hour.
I actually have to jump off in a bit to take down all of the Christmas decorations.
You have to do that on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I felt somebody asking that. I felt that question.
It's a question.
I think the ritual.
That's all I'll say.
The ritual is 12 days after Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I follow the ritual and put the tree up. So.
Got it, Bart.
So, who's all on the call? Gene, Michael,
oh, I'm still here.
Yep,
Eliza, Bert, Roxana. No. Well,
you know, Bart, I remembered last night, I think it was part of the recording, or Bob just said that a time's going to come that nobody will admit to voting for Clinton.
Wow. That almost sounds like a smoting thing.
Oh.
Is there really a campaign to prosecute her? I mean, because, you know, I'm just reading the internet, but it seems that there's a soft campaign to actually try to get her to. I saw it on a few headlines that I browse, because I don't really read, I just browse the headlines. But then I saw it on Payday when I logged in this morning. There was something about vote if you think she should be prosecuted. Anyone see that? When you go to the live, there was like on the right side section of vote if you think Hillary
it was like
should
an
be
ad?
Prosecuted. Yeah, it was an ad on the Achieve Radio this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know during the election, Bert, they were trying to get her indicted by the grand jury.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I don't know if, I'm sure that somebody's still trying, I bet.
So, there's always somebody out there doing something, but I have noticed that Ian's been mum on how things turn out for her.
Yeah, but did you hear that Hollywood thing? Did Bob play?
Yeah. But that, if that is a Gozer kind of thing where you either, rule or die, which was Ian's statement, that would reach beyond, far beyond Hollywood. It's basically going everywhere, but.
Yeah, but that's the part I wasn't talking about really, but just the whole about a lot of the, people who have departed didn't vote for, Trump.
They were against him.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Hollywood.
Pushing against Trump, yeah.
Yeah. But that could almost be like immune system. I mean, that whole type of anger. Because did you hear Bob read that email that someone said, don't ever pass me? That almost set someone up mind-wise to be their immune system to be compromised. That kind of mindset, if you really just...
right.
Like, look at it from a satellite view, cause it's like, ew, man, cause you just try to be in, I mean, could you imagine being in that kind of mindset on the RNA drops? Just think about that.
Yeah.
I could. I couldn't.
Well, it's kind of like...
Describe the mindset, Bert. You mean,
this person sounded like they detested, they evidently, from what the,
they were so enraged.
Enraged with Trump that they kind of like must have barked at someone or did something very vulgar or nasty to the person. And then they explained it. Sorry, that's my reaction that I had to almost vomit what I did to you. So if you ever consider do it again, do not send me this type of email. And you're like, wow. Cause that's so far away from the world that I live in to just have that kind of a posture. I just would avoid not being around people like that. I wouldn't want to try to. Convincing.
This is the way I'm gonna be.
But who knows if the people that were anti-Trump or whatever voted against him were even that emotionally affected? Or if that even comes into play in that dynamic? Who knows?
Well, I remember seeing like this one Afro-American newscaster started crying on the air. That's pretty
yeah.
mellow, dramatic. But I guess it did shock a lot of people, I would figure.
Yeah, when it's actually going to have the reverse effect and things are going to get better, at least for us, or from our perspective. They're happy yeah. under Bush and under Obama and all the crap that, you know, the debt getting to $20 trillion, but it's like denying the bliss that the drops or whatever provide. It's like they don't want, I don't know, it doesn't look like good news. It's like Bob said, they think that Trump's going to kill them. So it's like there's something about that aspect that plays into people checking out, you know.
Mm, yeah.
Like the people who look at the RNA bottle and see the demon instead of the Corinthian column, sort of.
Yeah, it's that. The reactions, I'm reminded of when Obama was elected. And everybody cried that day too because it was such a historic and wonderful thing that a black person became president. You know, people were reacting emotionally to the symbology of it.
Yeah, the media effect. Uh-oh,
yeah.
Bob found it. The media effect of a... Media effect of the whole thing. I mean, that's the same thing with a lot of people reacting that Clinton. I mean,
exactly.
Being here in Europe, you hear a lot of people like, you know, this is just crazy, you know, that Trump's in, you know. And it's like, well, you know, I remember when Ronald Reagan was voted in the president, and he was an actor, and everybody kind of reacted the same at first.
Yeah.
And Obama popped, and then I give him a little example. I said, well, you know, Obama was just a first term senator when he appeared on the scene. He had no experience. That's why a lot of people, he has no experience. Well, Obama didn't have any experience. He's just a good showman.
Well, I don't even think it
Where
matters.
Where did he come from? Nobody knew Obama. You know,
yeah.
he didn't have a
yeah.
political career for years and years that we heard about. All of a sudden there was this
right.
Right. Great.
But that's
black
just people
guy.
Biting. Yeah, but that's just people biting on the Andrew meme, and they become Andrew meme parrots, and they repeat what they heard on a news
well,
line.
Well, Bert, that's why it's so fabulous to be here, because yeah. it's getting more and more extreme and in your face. You know, that symbolism.
Yeah, it is.
And yeah. so people are freaking out because they didn't figure out, you know, they're still disillusioned because the first black president didn't do well. It didn't turn everything around.
Yeah, did you see Hope is Not a Strategy video that Ed posted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two ladies talking about Obama.
Oh, yeah. God, they're great.
Yeah. But,
somebody.
Yeah. It's, I mean, even before, you know, encountering Bob and Ion, I was not involved. I didn't even... Politics wasn't even on my radar. I wasn't even paying attention. Didn't care. Ron Paul was the only one that sort of stirred up controversy by stating that he wanted to abolish a bunch of government agencies. That was sort of my attention turned or awareness turned toward politics. You know, but that was a few years ago. But otherwise, you know, I didn't get involved emotionally or otherwise, and a lot of people did get involved. And emotion, you know, invested, I guess, in that office. But it does help to have Bob's technical explanation of that being the epitome of the literary meme,
yes.
you know, in that office. And you know, the chip, the five bodies, you know, the chip body and the android meme, and having a proper or appropriate perspective. With regard to those things, you know, and Ion's kingdoms, inner, middle, and outer kingdom, the outer kingdom being the news and media and the sky's falling, doesn't have to fall on you. I mean, that all really cemented, for me, an appropriate position with regard to all
yeah.
of that stuff.
Yeah, but just while what you just laid out there, Bart, if you think about, like, when Ion first appeared and they laid out all that... the groundwork that they obsolesced as it went on. It's amazing how far everyone has come to be able to just look at that, you know, three kingdoms. I mean, I remember when they first came out, I was like, what in the world are they talking about? You know, everything, all of those ionic,
or the chart, do you remember 2 years
oh,
ago?
Oh, Bob's chart. I remember looking
yeah.
at Bob's chart.
I remember 2 years ago asking Bob,
thing.
When are we going to, Yeah, I said, when are we going to do your chart, Bob? And I don't know, 18 months ago, I realized we've been doing his chart for the last 2 years without yeah. even.
Have any of you guys listened to his Fatic Communion with Scott? Have you listened
years
to that?
Ago,
I just finished.
Yeah,
I just finished. I just finished the last part. And it's funny because the last thing and it was Scott, Bob and Dave Neufeld. And it was in. 2009, February 2009, 23rd, I think. Not
wow,
far, not long before, right before Ion played. And one last, Scott and Dave were start talking about their drug experiences, right? And Bob was just letting them go on. And in the end, you know, they would say, well, Bob, how come you're not saying anything? And Bob said, oh, well, only thing I say is, how did he say it? He said, the question in the future will be, what drug am I going to take when I become an android? While I'm becoming an android. And that makes me think of, was that like a prelude to the RNA drops? Because the RNA drops do really change your whole
yep.
vibe or vision or whatever, your autonomic system or something, because it's really different, a different vibe with whatever you're doing, you know?
Yep. And bam, you yeah. could say that that's all Bob had to say, and here come the RNA drops, because a month later,
yeah.
Ion appears. Excellent.
Ion appears. The solution to all solutions.
The new drug.
Yeah, but the android, yeah. becoming an android.
Well.
I could definitely use his, a little bit of an explanation there.
Hold on, I have my notes. Let me go look at that. I'll quote so that we can be official for the record. there we go. Because it was the last note I took. Okay, here it is.
Ever?
Yes. Hear me?
It's the last note I'm going to take. You took ever?
No, the last note I took a fatty communion.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. No, now I'm always taking notes. Sometimes I quit why I'm doing it now, but I do it anyway. It's a habit. Bob, okay, like I said, Scott and Dave were going over their drug experiences. It's pretty funny to hear. And then, you know, Dave starts prodding Bob, like, Bob, how come you not say anything? How come you? And then, you know, do you have drugs, stuff like that? And Bob said, that's the dilemma in the future. What drug am I going to take? What drug will I take to stimulate me as I become more cyborg? That would be the question for humanity.
Cyborg.
Yeah, cyborg. I'm sorry. Cyborg. Okay. That was the question for humanity. But now that's a good thing to listen to, though, the Fatty Communion, just to go, I mean, if you want to listen to see how Bob outlined his chart, it's amazing the details that
how long did that take you, Bert? That was hours and hours and hours and hours.
Well, but Gene, I'm lucky that I have a worky hobby.
Sure.
During the day that I'm able to actually go into my own world and work, but still deal with people and just click off the MP3, answer questions, and go back in and make little notes as I would do it while I'm working.
Yeah.
And it took me a course of, I stopped a while, but I went through all the quadrants except William Irwin Thompson and I finished in Bob, and I did that in November and December. But it takes a while. It takes a while.
To
get through. I would say it took me about a year and a half.
The chart. You know, and I think now, I started it way back when, but didn't have the endurance. And thanks for reminding me, Bert, because now with the ground that I have, or the background that I have of the last 4 years, it might be more interesting or easier to hold on to because I'll pick up more now than I did 4 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is that I sometimes says that Bob's chart is obsolete, but I just heard Bob played on Tuesday where they went over they were talking about his chart, the quadrants, and that now everyone is stuck in the Dobbs quadrant. Did you hear that?
Oh, fine. No. No,
yeah,
I have to leave on Tuesday night, so I miss it.
Listen to the What Youth, and they went through all the. I forgot the main theme of reason why. I think it started off in the LaRouche, then it went to Croker, then
it was LaRouche,
Thompson, and then LaRouche started at LaRouche, and it ended up that everyone stuck in the Dobbs quadrant.
He said you're fortunate that where you. I think Ian said you're fortunate the Croker quadrant, which has been, I think, obsolesced or shut down, and that forces you into the Dobbs quadrant, which forces you into ascension.
Yeah, but did you hear maybe 3 weeks ago, Ian was talking about the Croker quadrant, that they had to obsolesce a lot because a lot of the stuff that he was putting out, it's kind of scary, but it's kind of true.
Yes. Yeah, they couldn't handle it at the time, but it had to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ian says the Croker quadrant failed. You found out it was all a dirty lie, and then you're forced into the Dobbs quadrant where you're forced to ascend.
Yeah. But another fascinating thing about Bob's chart is that angels helped him. That's another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Revelation link.
Yes, and actually
that argon.
I was thinking about that recently, Bert, that you know, Ian said that they were pivotal, or they basically wrote the Bible. So however you want to interpret that, they influenced or dictated or whatever it was. And these things that have become, you know, what's the word? Pivotal gosh, I can't think of the word, but, you know, paramount in Iandom Dobbstown, like the Bible, Finnegan's Wake, Bob's chart and all that, that all had to be, including, actually who Bob references, McLuhan, and then, who did McLuhan, Wyndham Lewis, the vortices,
Thompson.
It just made me think, like, okay, so you have this whole trail of folks or these groups that were had played into this environment, so they had to be also guided by Ion and or the angels.
Yeah.
It just made me consider the Bible, and since, yeah, Ion said the angels had helped Bob do the chart.
Okay. So, and Bob has said that Ion has told him that he needs to update the chart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, is it a new kind of angel that assists in that update?
No, but there's so many multiple patterns in that chart. There's so many multiple patterns.
I know.
In that chart. I mean, every time the subject's brought up, it's just like a whole new light. And especially if Ion's around with it. So
they also said they're going to. I don't know if that means that
really?
In our, that we'll actually be, you know, recreating those effects, you know, those effects ourselves, or will it be their analysis of the scriptures, or will it be, you know, both?
Cool.
Because one of the things that when Bob asked what passages or parts of the Bible they were enacting or experiencing in Europe with Roxy, I named a passage I couldn't find. So it seemed like they were creating new passages.
New one. In Genesis?
In Genesis, I guess that's what Bob asked. If Bob made this question about Genesis, whatever Ion responded with. No, actually, because Ion responded with a couple of different passages, I don't know if they were or weren't in Genesis, but they were a couple of different biblical passages, chapters.
Don't exist,
but one of them I definitely couldn't find.
Interesting. Like chapter
23. Well, something, yeah, it just wasn't, I couldn't find it.
You know, there was something that Bob said a while ago that sometimes throughout the day, like Roxana said, I'm looking at the ceiling, looking at the floor, and I think about it. But if you think about our experiences, we're dealing with something that can talk for 24 hours if you have the time. You ever notice that? You ever think about that? I mean, how many people do you know that you would enjoy talking to, like you hear when you hear Ion talk? I mean, just think about that. I think about it all often because it then makes normal everyday humans kind of boring to deal with, so you have to be static.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Actually,
yeah, there's a part of my thought process, or just there's a part of me that's always, always in Dobbstown or Iondum or whatever we want to call it.
Abiding there.
Yeah.
I've had the experience of, you know, being in a room with live channeled information, but this is so very different, and I prefer it alone, just to totally focus on it because it's so very different. The old channeling is very placating, you know, and all these words you have to be respectful, and you just never know what angle Ion's coming from. You know, he can. You certainly wouldn't call Ion respectful in their responses.
No, that's interesting. Aside from being unpredictable, there isn't a characteristic really, or you can associate maybe all characteristics for them.
All of them, yeah.
No.
Sweet and salty.
No.
But none that gives you any sort of a picture of Ion. They're like Bob said, they're no content, or Ion's allowed the reference, they're empty.
Yeah, and it's the massage. There's it's like Ion's, how do I say this? Every other method is to draw a conclusion. You listen to the channel to get the information and draw a conclusion and move on. And Ion does everything to break up that this is the final conclusion of what I'm saying, you know.
Right.
Ion won't let you draw a final conclusion on anything.
Gene, can you share what channeling information you went out with? Go ahead, Barbara.
What's that?
No, no, go ahead, Bert.
Can you share what channeling information, because I've never been exposed to anything other than the church bullshit, but what channeling have you experienced? Can you share that?
Yeah, it started in 2002. I had a friend who was my chiropractor, and we decided to form a group because we talked about weird things that you never talked about in public, and we were out here in the country, you know, a series of small towns. And we decided to form a group to see if anybody else was interested in talking about weird shit. And another woman showed up, and her name was Kathy, and she had had a book club for many years, and we kind of formed a group together. But Kathy's purpose was because she had been dealing with these sensations and had something was coming through her, and she had been trying to resolve it within herself for 15 years before she even told anyone. She told her husband. And so this group turned into Kathy starting to channel. And at first it was the archangels, particularly Haniel and Raphael and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And then in January of 2003, there was, I don't know, maybe 25 of us in the room at her house. And wow. It was a physical experience, Bert. I can't describe it as anything other, but something came into the room. She would sit in the chair. We all had to be in front of her. No one could be behind her. And then she'd close her eyes and her whole body would just slightly move. And the air in the room would change. Mm. And what came through called itself Christ light. And they would always say, I am the Christ. And I go by no other name. And then we would ask questions. And it would go on for hours. We'd go till 2-3 in the morning sometimes. And then we would debrief about what was said. And she really wouldn't remember anything when she came out of it. And a lot of it was centered on convincing us that we were God. It was the same kind of theme. We are God. But it was very reverent. It was in the tone like Christlight would say that Bible passage about the footsteps on the beach. There's a poem called Footsteps. And the poem... there's a man talking to Jesus, and he sees two sets of footprints in the sand and knows that Jesus was walking beside him. And then he asks Jesus, but then I'm walking along the beach and there's only one set of footprints. And he asks Jesus, where did you go? Did you desert me? And in the poem, Jesus responds by saying, I didn't desert you. That's when I was carrying you. Well, Christlight said, I wasn't carrying you, you were carrying me. And it was all about us taking on the burden of religion. That Christ didn't suffer for us, we're suffering in the revealing process of knowing we are gods, that we're God. So that theme was very solid. And it lasted for a few years, and then the group got really chaotic. There was a couple people that came in and were really
disruptive.
Hey guys,
I gotta mute you. We're starting in 10 seconds.
All participants are now muted.